The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. Tonight's guest, Shane Lechler. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Yes. Texans Late Night.
It feels like everybody's cheering for him. Well, you're just so happy.
No.
You're so happy.
I'm happy. You're right. Haven't I been saying that all week?
You've been in a great mood all week.
I'm not
complaining.
I'm so happy this week. The Texans beat the Colts last week for the first time ever. And I called all 13 of those losses, so to walk out of there with a win was such a thrilling day. Such a thrill.
Yes, it was so exciting. I was so excited for you because you have been through all 13 of those losses.
Yes, it was
you
amazing.
You lost a little bet that we're going to pay off next week at the Duane Brown Show.
Yeah, well, we'll tell people. I agreed to wear a grill, not like a barbecue grill, but the kind you put in your mouth, you know, which I wouldn't know much about. But I'm going to do it at Houston. Now, where am I going to do it? Fuddruckers?
Fuddruckers at Duane's show.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe after Duane's.
Do I have to eat with this thing on? Can I take it out if I eat?
You should at least talk with it.
It's not permanent, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, all right.
I feel like this would have been a better TV segment because no one can actually see it on radio.
No, we'll social media it out.
We'll have to bring it out. We'll have to bring
it'll be good. But it's been a thrilling week. But everybody's at DEFCON 5 anyway, because Titans coming up tomorrow. Texans with a possibility to clinch. We don't have to get into that during this program. It's a lighter side look at the team. And we caught up with several Texans this week, one of them being Charles James.
Charles James, such a fan favorite. I mean, we all kind of know his story, right? He got cut from the Texans, went up to Baltimore, was on the practice squad. Well, we had him on the Verizon Player Show, and he told the full story. He actually was on the active roster for the Baltimore Ravens, traveled with the team across the country to San Francisco, gets to San Francisco, gets cut the day before the game. Ooh. And then he tells us what he did next.
My first reaction was when that happened, like, no matter what they told me, I called an Uber, and I hopped in an Uber, and I told the Uber, just drive. He said, you have no destination? I said, no.
Really?
So, and I just told him, just drive, because it was just like, you know, my heart was so messed up to the point, it was like, you know, football is a game I love. I love playing it. That's why I play the way I do on Sundays.
So he gets into the Uber, says, drive. Over $100 ride. The poor Uber driver, by the way. What's going on here?
Poor Uber driver. Poor
Where
Charles
am I going?
James.
I know.
As he's telling the story, we felt so sad. And we knew how it ended. Like, he's going to end up here. He's going to get action in 8 games. He's going to get his first start against the Jets. But we were still so sad hearing that because I had no idea all the turmoil he actually went through.
So he goes to the game with a ticket with the Ravens. They're playing
he's
the 49ers.
He's not even on the sideline because he's not part of the team.
24 hours after the game, he gets a call from Rick Smith.
Yeah. 4 p.m. on Monday. But you know what? He had to sit in the stands.
Yep.
He had to fly back with the team. He wasn't with
so
the team.
So painful.
And then he said he was sad all day Monday. But it all ends well. He's back in Houston, and the fans love him.
Well, things are working out pretty well as well for Brandon Whedon, who was a Dallas Cowboy. He was with them, of all teams, earlier in the season. Let go. Texans sign him. They're never going to need him, right? Oh, they did. And he played really well against the Colts. And he's just barely familiar with his teammates at this point. Barely knows all of the squad. Take a look.
It's a cool feeling. You know, I'm just getting to know a lot of these guys. You know, I've met a few of them, you know, a while back, but they're probably still learning my name. Some of those guys probably don't even know my name. So, you know, it's a cool feeling. I'm excited to find a way to get to know with those guys and kind of get the monkey off your back, per se.
Hi, I'm Brandon. How are you? I'm your quarterback. I mean, funny.
We have a great video on HoustonTexans.com. It's called Hidden Moments, and we poke fun at Brandon maybe not knowing everybody's name on the team, so you'll have to check it out.
Check it out on HoustonTexans.com. More on quarterback depth now, because it's been a concern for this team all season long. They signed B.J. Daniels this week, but Bill O'Brien was asked about quarterback possibilities earlier in the week.
We got we have a number of different ways we could go. We have Brandon Whedon. We have George Gotze. He's still got eligibility left.
See, I like that as a brake check, pump the brakes moment because, you know, he says it with such a straight face. George Gottsie, he's possibly available.
You know, it's horrifying to think if we lose yet another quarterback, but I wonder if these coaches joke about it amongst themselves because just the zaniest things that could happen this season have happened. So I guess you have to have a little bit of a sense of humor about it. Bill O'Brien's certainly shown his in the last few press conferences he's done.
How about this? The guy we have as a guest tonight is a possibility because he played quarterback in high school, went to college as a quarterback, but switched to punter. That would be Shane Leckler, and he's coming up soon.
Shane Leckler coming up, but first, as always, the hard-hitting football questions. Check it out on this week's Would You Rather.
Would you rather teach elementary school or teach college?
Teach elementary kids, because I can get away with stuff I don't know, so I can kind of make stuff up on the fly. It's not lying, just making it up, or, you know what I mean, go around, have fun with it, where the college kid, he might be smarter than me, so.
Probably college kids, because elementary kids wouldn't pay attention, and college kids, you know, they would actually kind of pay attention to what I'm saying.
Elementary kids, man. College kids, you're going to get half of them that's interested, half of them that thinks they know more than you, and you're going to half of them that just doesn't want to be there. The kids are, they're going to be tuned in, so I'll go with them.
Elementary. Probably just because it'd probably be a lot easier to kind of, well, I wouldn't say to get them to learn it, but my job wouldn't be as demanding as a college, you know. I got a little class, you know, I may take a couple of days while I don't want to teach during a movie or something.